Thank you for that great hymn singing. That I'm a member of the Oregon Historical Society, and as part of their conventions every year, of which there are about 35 programs during a week on different historic instruments, that they always sing a hymn, because the primary purpose these instruments were built was for leading hymn singing. So this helps to prove that, yes, the instrument is effective. César Franck, a Belgian composer who lived most of his life in France and Paris, was the organist of Saint Clotilde and was a noted composer, particularly towards the end of his life, with an orchestral symphony, a string quartet, violin sonata, but also a number of organ works that he composed beginning in the 1850s with this andantino. He used the instrument in a more orchestral way. This piece demonstrates the use of the oboe against the softer stops of the organ. Julius Reubke lived to only be 24 years old, died of tuberculosis, was a noted student of Franz Liszt, and he composed this particular trio before he studied with Liszt. He later would compose a very hefty sonata on the 94th Psalm that is one of the hallmarks of German Romanticism for the organ. This trio looks back almost to the time of Bach, where you have independent manuals, different sounds on each keyboard. Lucian Southard was a composer who lived in amongst areas I believe Boston, but also was the first director of the Peabody Conservatory in Baltimore, and died, I believe, in Augusta, Georgia. This piece, this adagio, shows how wonderful the swell box mechanism here is on this instrument. Those of you who don't know about organ construction, that usually there is one of the keyboards, one of the manuals, that the pipes are enclosed in a wooden box in behind the facade, and there are vertical, what look like wooden Venetian blinds that are controlled by the organist as to how much they open, so that this swell mechanism can really get quite soft. Jacques-Nicolas Lemmens was a Belgian composer. In 1862, he wrote an organ method that included a number of pieces for which he is known. This prelude is one of them. Lemmens was the noted teacher of Alexander Guillemont and Charles-Marie Vidor of the famous Toccata, and he really set the standard for changing how French organ teaching as well as organ composition and playing was done. This piece is very legato, very smooth type sound that uses the principal stops, the flute stops, the strings from each manual coupled together.